Oh, this is, as you know, that on Buford Highway over here, there's a sign in a store that says Lawnmower Repair and Income Tax Service. Lord knows we've been needing something like that. Oh, yeah, just think how many times over the years you and I have carried our lawnmower in to get it fixed. And while we were there, we probably said to ourselves, well, damn, I'd like to get my taxes done while I'm in there. I guess they'll franchise that out now. Don't you have to wonder where the guy got the idea for a business like that? Did somebody go there one day to pick up their mower? And they said to this man, you know, you did a hell of a job on that lawnmower. I think I'll let you do my taxes. Before we get to anything funny, this is for you guys. Any of you fellas that use a shave cream called Gillette Foamy, do you know that they have a warning on the can now? How dangerous can anything named Foamy be? Hell, you wouldn't name your poodle Foamy. But on shaving cream, it now says, keep away from open flame. You know what that means? Sometime in the past, some nut has said to his wife, honey, I think I'll sit in the fireplace to shave. You know why those people come up to me and they say, every time I see you, you're happy, you're smiling, you're in a good mood, why don't you ever get depressed about anything? I've learned in traveling over this great land of ours and most of the world that no matter who you meet, where they're from, what color they are, once you realize we're all equal, you feel better about everything. There's three things in this life I can't stand. Hatred, bigotry, midgets. I'm sorry, I just don't like them. See, here's what gets me. Think about this. Everyone in this room has seen a midget before. No one in here ever sees more than one midget at a time. You go over to the mall, there'll be thousands of people, one midget. Could be a law, I don't know. But look, you've never seen a daddy midget and a mama midget and a station wagon full of midget kids. If midgets never get together with other midgets, how do we keep getting more midgets? It's wearing the hell out of me. I know what I'm talking about. I used to own a midget. I did. I got it for my birthday when I was a kid. What I really wanted was a go-kart, and my parents couldn't afford that. They said, well, hell, let's get him a midget. I hung him on the rearview mirror in the car. He dangled there a year or two and bitched and bitched and bitched. It is so good to be here. Oh, by the way, I got to hear this. I was in Chattanooga recently. Met the dumbest waitress I've ever met in all these years of eating on the road. There's a restaurant there called the Country Bumpkin. Great home cooking, dumb waitress. She come over to take our drink order, and I said, I'll have coffee with no cream. She said, you'll have to have it with no sugar. We're out of cream. Scared me.